views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, a special shout out to local Los Angelinos after our deluge of rain this past week. And I hope everyone is safe after the many reports of flooding that occurred. Now, I would like to start the show by sharing a beautiful testimonial that I received on Amazon for my newly released autobiography, which is entitled, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And this testimonial reads, "Oh, the places you will go. What a rich and deep life this author has lived. Every page was a new city, a new country, a new life. Claire Candy takes us on a journey that keeps us intrigued and wanting to jump to the next page. Her struggles are things we can relate to and some we can only imagine. Her ingenuity and resourcefulness when the goings get tough were 100% divinely led. And she acknowledges how beautifully her life unfolded when she surrendered to who she truly is and to the destiny that she was given. I did not clearly know what an angelic walk-in was until I was able to experience it in writing through her eyes. I cannot explain, but Claire Candy does it so much better than I ever could. It is a life's lesson for all of us to trust and have faith that all will work out even better than expected. She gives you hope. She artfully describes to you the details of her life and lets you know that we are not alone in our struggles. She leads the way, reminding us that we can have our happily ever after, regardless of how the road looks on the way to getting there. Bravo, Claire Candy. Highly recommend this book." And that comes from Melanie in Ohio. To purchase your copy, to experience how the former soul of Claire Candy contracts with a soul in heaven to exit or walk out of her physical incarnation early, and I, Angel Ariel, walked in to accept full responsibilities for her life and to be of service to humanity, please visit the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, or you can purchase it on Amazon. Now, to continue January's theme of fresh starts and new beginnings, the Posse of Angels wants to speak about a topic which they've entitled is You Cannot Fail. I had a conversation with a former client and friend as he was in deep despair, as his faith in himself had become shaky, making him lose hope. Now, this gentleman is a brilliant speaker, a wonderful writer, and his international workshops have helped people to open to transforming their lives through the power of love. Yet because he does not choose to have an, in quotes, a normal or conventional job, he has incurred judgment from his family and has been called crazy to waste his time on helping others. What prompted our conversation was that his parents called him up and told him that he was a failure. Now, the first thing that the Posse of Angels did when they heard this word failure was to laugh. And as always, the Posse of Angels don't laugh at us, they laugh with us. And they explained, if we really knew how boundless, how limitless and multidimensional that we all are as powerful gods and goddesses, we would realize that we are made and created by the hand of God Almighty himself or herself to be magical alchemists that can create our own worlds. I asked this friend if he agreed with his parents and thought that what he was doing was a waste of time. He said that while following his heart's longing to be a presenter had been financially hard for himself and his family, he is a single dad. It was being a motivational speaker that made him feel alive and full of enthusiasm and passion every time he spoke. He described how many times he would not even prepare anything when he was scheduled to speak. And yet when he stood up to present, it felt that God was speaking through him as he easily brought forth the perfect words, filled with wonderful inspiration, and his talks were even sprinkled with comedic moments and jokes. I asked him what some of the responses had been over the years of sharing his gifts of inspiration. He said that people were so affected during his presentations that many were brought to tears and that they had huge heart openings as they realized their own beauty within. He went on to say that many of them, for the very first time, could see that the story that they had been choosing to tell themselves was simply not true, and it was merely an illusion. They finally and consciously decided to see how powerful they were, and that they could allow themselves to change the sad story that they chose to perpetuate, and they could write a new story that was filled with peace and joy, self-love and forgiveness. I then asked this friend if the results of his passion, his gifts and talents as a presenter, sounded as if he was a failure. He smiled and said that he was not a failure, and that he could clearly see that the path that he chooses to follow brings him unbridled joy and fruition. He laughed as he added that to even consider doing anything else would actually be dishonoring to who he was. So listeners, where did his parents get the concept that this inspirational friend of mine had failed? Well, the concept of failure, like many things, is not real, and it's just a matter of opinion and perception. For failure is dependent on some sort of benchmark or achievement and success that others deem is right for our lives. If his parents are judging their son and calling him a failure because he's not making a certain salary, if he's not driving a certain kind of car, perhaps not wearing designer clothes, not owning his own home, and not following the normal status quo, then through their eyes and by their yardstick, he has definitely failed. There are decades of past generations that have been brainwashed to believe things that were a part of the old energy paradigm on this planet, things like life is hard, and life was never meant to be easy, These were all things that were part of the Piscean age, the age of analytical thinking and doing, instead of the Aquarian age, which is a higher consciousness, which is driven by our heart's energy, which is the energy of being. This way of thinking, that life was hard, life was never meant to be easy, saw many people too afraid to explore and pursue a passion of theirs. They stopped themselves from developing creative ideas, or perhaps thinking that they were crazy to think about starting their own business, as it wasn't seen as being secure. Going along to follow the opinion of others and the status quo saw many people doing menial jobs, which were soul-destroying. After a while, the accumulated energies of discontentment were so toxic that in order to function on a day-to-day basis, people chose to hide and escape by medicating and masking their overwhelming sadness with high levels of alcohol, drugs, obsessions with shopping, involvement in empty relationships, and momentarily distracting themselves from their inward misery and despair. The Posse of Angels is saying that you cannot fail, and they want me to repeat that with emphasis. You simply cannot fail. They want to make it clear that in order to fail, you have to have something to fail at. And they are assuring us that there is nothing to fail at. They are reminding you that when you wrote your contract with the Etheric Council on what lessons you would like to be presented with in this human incarnation, your contract provided a mere guideline for you to use your free will and decide which decisions that you would make. When you would make your decisions with your free will along your journey of life, they would never be marked with a pass or a fail, a good or a bad, or a right or a wrong. They were only choices that brought about consequences, as all choices inevitably do. And when each one of us arrives across the veil in the non-physical form to have our life's review, there is no judgment at all. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Niente. None. Only on our planet do many feel fit to judge others as to what they should do, what they have to do, or ought to be doing. The Posse of Angels is drawing your attention to the word doing, and they wish to remind us that the reason that we cannot fail is that we are not here to produce or do anything. The act of doing and producing is, again, the old paradigm way of existing on our planet when we were at a lower dimensional frequency. We only had the capacity to connect with our analytical, logical, and rational minds. Once we opened to being unlimited potential and not held by our thinking physical brain, we begin to raise our energetic frequencies, our consciousness expands, and we are able to access a higher enlightened awareness by allowing ourselves to just be. It's in that state of being that we can discern the signs from God and the angels on how to step forward and take inspired action. It is in this state of being that we connect with our hearts. We feel abundant and motivated to take inspired action as we open to our divine eternal natures. It's through our hearts and not our minds that we connect with God working through us and sparking joy and passion towards something we deeply feel inside. And whether that manifests as feeling an overwhelming passion and an urge to write that book, to sing, to draw, or perhaps to be an inspirational speaker like my dear friend who was told that he's a failure. It is through these heart-driven desires that will fuel our abundance within and bring forth very new energies, thus creating a very new age on our beloved planet. You know, when I was giving a Reiki session recently, I sensed a great deal of tension in my client's body. Sally, now this is not her real name, Sally is a lady who had a beautiful home, a loving husband, and a very comfortable lifestyle. When I asked her what she was worried about, she said that she had a difficult time articulating until she finally said that she felt a deep obligation to schedule many different family events and parties throughout the year. She said that she should be doing more and that because of her ill health, she felt like she was failing. The sheer exhaustion and heavy burden of self-imposed obligation that she was feeling was actually affecting her health. I asked her when was the last time she took time just to sit and allow herself to be. She was quick to tell me that she meditated regularly for an hour every day. And I said this was fine, but then she was worrying and pushing and stressing herself to fulfill chosen duties for the remaining 23 hours. Again, the word failure caught my attention. I asked her what would happen if she decided to take a break from her social scheduling obligations and attended to her well-being by taking time out to heal, to rest, and make her health a priority. After a long silence, she said, "I can't do that. I've always been the one in the family to arrange things. If I don't do it, then nobody will." I told her that by scaling back the social scheduling of her family, that she would not only be valuing her health, but it would leave room for another person to step in and do some of the arranging. The real reason for her reluctance to let go of her overwhelming social scheduling duties came to light. Having decided to give up her work and to retire, her social scheduling duties was making her feel valued and giving her a sense of identity and self-worth. She shared with me that when she was growing up, she was told over and over again that she was a failure and that she did not want to fail and let everyone in her family down. Further into the session, it was revealed that she created so many of these family events because she was very afraid to acknowledge her gifts and talents as a clairvoyant and medium because of what her family would say. If she was always busy, she simply would not have the time to create a business and offer her professional services to others. Again, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that to experience failure, we must have a benchmark for so-called achievement firmly in place for us to try and measure ourselves against this self-imposed yardstick. So we must affirm that we are unique physical reflection of God's grace, and we know that neither did we incarnate to measure up and do anything or compromise and settle for less than that we so richly deserve, but to be our glorious selves and lovingly shine that out to the world, no matter what, with all the authenticity and all our truthfulness, and know deep in our hearts that we cannot fail, ever. You are listening to Claire Candy Huff on Angel Healing House Radio on its new home of Transformation Talk Radio, which can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And since, as the Posse of Angels have shared with us, that we cannot fail, let's go to those phone lines and find out what our callers are succeeding at. Our first caller is Jessica from New Jersey. Jessica, hi. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Huff. And you can share with us what you are succeeding at. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, wonderful. What am I succeeding at? That is a good question. Let's say stepping into my new life or grounding it, I guess securing it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Clearing out the remains of little things that were I noticed were keeping me from manifesting what I wanted in my career.
Right, right. So many of us are changing locations. So many of us are moving this year. There is just the collective is on the move. It's just we had last year to bring so many things, the 9-year of completion for that 9-year cycle, and we are so excited. We're stepping into those things that it might be a new area, but certainly those gifts and talents of ours, those things that we worked on and believed in and focused and perpetuated the last 9 years or so many years, and with the things that we believed in and were passionate about, that those those things will, and those energies will manifest those new positions for us. So on one hand, we know the area kind of that we're stepping into, but it might be a little bit different. You know, we'll have to tweak what we do, but it is very exciting.
It is exciting. I find that I always want it to go faster.
And you
like
know
everybody.
What? Yeah, you're not alone. You're not alone, you know, because, you know, we anticipate, because our psychic and telepathic feelers are so clear now, we have a heightened sense of sensing it on the horizon, and we know it's coming. But the trick is to stay in that present moment and find the wonder and enchantment and truly enjoy the ride. You know, I guess that's the most difficult part of it. You know, it's just to enjoy every single second and not wish it away.
Yeah, I agree.
So, was there a particular question?
Yeah, I do have a question. It has to do with these new positions. Mm-hmm. I am taking steps forward as far as growing my healing practice, my private practice, and I've reached out to a spa to possibly partner with them. And hopefully I'll hear back from them today if they want to do it. And I started applying again to some positions, doing corporate consulting, and again putting out some feelers having to do with my TV show. And I know it sounds like it might be a lot, but I realize that that's sort of how my process is. I have a couple things going on. So with that said, I still notice a lot of pain, I guess, or old thoughts or something around, okay, getting paid for my gift. Like, when is it going to happen? And I keep saying to myself, well, it's going to happen soon. And it's just a desire to really want to have some stability and confirmation that, yes, this new path is working.
Right.
So if you could speak to anything related to that.
Okay. The first thing that's coming up is they want you to they're asking you which one of those gets you most excited and makes you wiggle. Which one of those, has you feeling that unbridled joy in your heart? And then really let go of how this has come in. Because you mentioned three things, but then in addition to those three things, there's trillions and billions of unlimited, unbounded opportunities. Possibilities and potential that you could be remunerated for your gifts and talents. So they really do want you to surrender whichever way that what you can do, Jessica. You can ask. I'm just going to pull three cards now. They want you to ask, show me how I can be of best service, and then truly let that go. Let it go, you know, because they will show you how to be best services with your gifts and your talents and your ability. Those three cards that are coming out with just, I have about 2 minutes before a break. Oh, the first one is the Queen of Cups. Now, this is your intuition. This is you knowing and sitting within your heart and saying, I know very well where my joy lies. And I will follow that joy and just let it go as to how, keep asking and just say, show me how to be of best service. Either it's these three things or something better. And then you go and create. Okay. And then the next card for you is the Devil card. This is that card that a lot of times we're in our ego and we're bound. We're bound by an attachment or an expectation, and they really, truly want you to let that go. And what comes in as a result of that is a celebration for your hard work. So this can't be any clearer, Jessica, as to say thank you. If it comes in this way, that'll be wonderful. Either it's this or something better. I'm not attached to it. I'm here to be of service. show me how to be of best service. And I'm just about to go to break. So thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have just an amazing 2017. Just let go of that attachment and you'll see what turns up.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
And thank you. Thank you, Jessica. And we'll take a quick break now. And when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls at Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Huff. And that number you can call in is 1-800-930-2819 for those free angel readings. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
And we are back. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its brand new home since January 3rd, on Transformation Talk Radio. And Angel Healing House Radio can be heard weekly every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let's go to the callers. This topic today is You Cannot Fail, which the Posse of Angels were emphatic about in today's readout. And since you cannot fail, let's ask our next caller what they are succeeding at. We have Jay from North Carolina. Jay, you're on the line with me, Claire Candy Huff, and Angel Healing House Radio. Hello, Jay.
Hi, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Jay. With that question, what are you succeeding at?
Honestly, nothing right now.
Nothing?
That's the way it feels.
Well, let's take a look at that. Your body is succeeding at keeping you breathing. Your body is succeeding at keeping your blood flowing within you. Your body is succeeding at generating new cells. You know, when we think that seemingly nothing is happening in our lives, when we think that there's nothing happening in our lives, there's so much that is going on that we are unaware of. And the more that we are in gratitude and appreciation for those things, that increases our vibrational frequency, and then that has a wonderful effect on the universe because it speaks the language of your universe. So when there seemingly is nothing, that means that you have an attachment or an expectation as to what should be happening in your life. What do you think should have happened by now, Jay?
I would think that by now I would have some sort of purpose or direction in life. And that's just not happening. The past 2 years of my life, I can't get anything to manifest or move forward.
Okay. Many times when we fall into that that despair and that desperation, God and the angels ask us to do what is seemingly impossible, which is to put our gratitude and appreciation on what we do have and to release the expectation of what we think should have happened by now. Because what we deem should have happened is only something that we have created as an illusion, and it may not be for our betterment. A lot of times when we are very sad and when we're in despair, one of the things that has helped my clients tremendously is when I've asked them to go and help somebody who is less fortunate than they are. And there's always somebody who's less fortunate than they are. You know, it makes you, somebody who is ill, somebody who does not have their health, somebody who does not have a roof over their heads, somebody who does not have loved ones, you know, somebody who has a terminal illness, all of those things. And it takes our attention off of that which we are attached to. And then it opens our hearts. Jay, manifestation is all to do with our hearts. That's all it has to do. And a lot of times, like with the previous caller, Jessica, we, because we're human and we've been programmed to do this, to get our feeling of abundance and our feeling that that we are deserving by outward appearances or, you know, how things should look. So we really do need to let go of that attachment. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Jay in North Carolina. So when, while I'm shuffling the cards, when I brought your attention to, what are you succeeding at? Can you answer that question again?
I'm succeeding at staying positive.
There you go. Oh, that makes me cry. That's beautiful. I'm succeeding at being positive. I'm succeeding at looking out, no matter what the weather is, and saying, geez, the weather's beautiful today. Could be snowing, could be hailing, could be raining. If it's raining, cloud, you know, the plants are getting a good drink. It's keeping your vibrational frequency up. You, I know, since you are a regular caller into the show, the Posse of Angels are giving you an honorary gold medal at keeping positive. Because through everything, you have kept your spirit alive. And that's really important. They want you to know that just by the fact that you are this J energy, which, by the way, is like a snowflake. There is no other J energy in any space-time dimension that is the same as you. Okay, that's how unique you are. And the fact that you chose to be incarnate on the planet at this time is because your beingness, just the fact that you are being your energy, and in your enlightened state and in your conscious state, is doing more for the planet than you possibly could ever imagine. So you're succeeding in every single moment. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Never think that you're not succeeding because you're a reflection of God's source. We have the Six of Swords, Jay. The Six of Swords is that card that denotes moving on from very rough waters. Okay. the collective, where the collective is at the moment, is we've come out of the battlefields. I think last week or a couple of weeks before on the radio, I said that that 2016 for many felt like battlefields, that we had to negotiate our way through the wars and the endings and the completions and the things that we had to bring back into alignment. And now it's like the calm after the storm in January for us to get ourselves together. And then February, from February onwards, they're saying the light of day will occur on the horizon for us. And this card is a confirmation of that, that you will be moving to smoother waters. Like the previous caller, Jay, is to please let go of any expectation or attachment as to how that needs to show up. And just say, show me how I can be of best service. And just release any way that that needs to come in. Then you have the Ten of Wands, and the Ten of Wands is carrying a heavy burden. You know, that heavy burden of, again, expectation and attachment, what should have happened by now. And that 10 also denotes a new beginning in which others will then come in to help you unburden yourself or help you with this burden that you're carrying. But the way that happens is by if we unburden ourselves to begin with. And the next card that comes out as a result of that is the Temperance card, okay, is the Patience card, is that card of balance in your life. The Posse of Angels are asking, what are you creating now? It's a very pointed question.
I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always creating music.
Okay. They're saying that it's in the music that those vibrations go out and they touch so many. And most of the time they're reminding you that with this wonderful beingness energy that you are, most of the time the energies that we emit and go forth affect people in a myriad of ways. And most of the time we have no idea where our energies go. So the Posse of Angels are thanking you for holding the light. They're thanking you for being positive. And they really do want you to let go of any expectation or attachment. And they want you to say to yourself every single day, I am a success. I am succeeding because I am a child of God. There's no have-tos, there's no ought-tos, and there's no shoulds. I am worthy and I am deserving. It doesn't have to do anything with achievements and certification. Once you understand that and you open your heart, then miracles will be able to step in because you'll be open to receive them without expectation and attachment. I hope that's been helpful for you, Jay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'm sending you so much love. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jay. And it does seem with those last two callers that their Posse of Angels really does want to get across this feeling of being attached and to an expectation. You know, I opened my healing practice, you know, so many years ago, and I should have X amount of clients, and I should have this and this, and this ought to have happened by now, and this had to have happened by now. And maybe you needed to open up your healing practice or do your music or for a totally different reason. And you'll never know that reason until you cross over and stand before the etheric council and you'll go, oh, that was the reason that had to happen. But since that's veiled for so many of us, all we need to do is drop down to our hearts and to be in our authenticity and to create with passion and joy and to understand that we are all children of God and we are that divine reflection and we are here to be of service in God's way And the angels will send us signs how to be of best service. And they're also saying that each and every one of us is a success. And the Posse of Angels are reminding me of a radio program that they did many years ago before I was on Transformation Talk Radio, sometime over the last 5 years, about a show, You Are Famous, You Are a Success, which they want me to revive because so many of us are saying, well, when will I be successful? And you are successful right in this very moment. If you would like a reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff, and the Posse of Angels on Angel Healing House Radio, please call in to 1-800-930-2819. And let's see what the Posse of Angels have for us. I'll do a card reading, a general card reading for where we are in this, what is it, this fourth week of January, brand new year. We're all kind of getting used to not being in 2016 anymore and opening ourselves to the newness and the new fresh starts and new beginnings that are coming for so many of us. We are on the move. The collective is definitely on the move, moving houses, moving cities, moving countries, moving continents, opening ourselves up to new relationships, new connections, new opportunities. They are on the horizon for all of us, not just a selected few. And all you have to do is say thank you. Thank you for showing me how to be of best service. And then when you get that excited feeling, take inspired action towards it. Okay, let's do a full reading for where the collective is on this Tuesday, January 24th. Well, the first card that comes up for us is the Three of Cups. Now, there's lots of celebration cards in a tarot deck, but this one is celebrating an occasion. They often speak of birthdays or anniversaries or work or something that that happens that brings us so much joy, and we're celebrating and others are celebrating with us. The Posse of Angels are saying that with this being the general situation of the collective, it's saying that we are in a time of celebrating and the light has won on the planet. First of all, Standing Rock would not have happened for the focus to be on clean water and not on corporate gain if the planet had not shifted to such a high level of consciousness. The light has won in so many different areas, things about some of the harmful ingredients in vaccines are coming out, the disastrous effects of fluoride in our water, chemtrails, and not having GMOs in our food. There are so many things that are coming to light, and the light has won on the planet, and this is a time of celebration, so keep your energies in that celebratory mode, and know that the celebration is there for you too in 2017. It's coming. The next card is the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is that card that you embrace yourself as that spiritual teacher, as that spiritual leader. You know, you can be the most spiritual teacher, as a car mechanic, as a librarian, as a nanny, as a daycare teacher. It doesn't matter what it is, that moniker of spiritual teacher or metaphysician. If you are in love, acceptance, unity, forgiveness, you know, and being in harmony with other and practicing empathy, compassion, and kindness to all, then you are. Each of us is the spiritual teacher, the metaphysician, and they want us to understand that we are each of us is successful doing that no matter what profession that we are in. The third thing that's coming into manifest for the collective is the Knight of Swords. Now, this is the quick action card. Now, they're showing me the Berlin Wall saying one day it was up, the next day it was down. Just like that. You know, it was up, everybody thought it was going to be up forever, and then it came down. Now, I spoke with somebody yesterday who said she was part of a group that actually, she's in her 70s, and she sent light. She sent light to the Berlin Wall, and it created such, light. It shone light on all of that darkness, on why it was constructed, and it came down. Well, they're asking us to do the same thing. Visualize yourself doing wonderful work that you love doing, being with like-minded people in great locations where you live, what you're doing, and send light to it. And they're saying that this is the year that those things will present themselves very quickly, and then they want us to take inspired action towards it. The next card that's coming out for us in the position which crowns us is the Knight of Cups. And the Knight of Cups is that card of being offered things, offered opportunities, job opportunities, and being offered all kinds of things to be able to shine our light on the planet. Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Trudy Ann. Trudy Ann from New York, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hough. How are you today?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, Trudy Ann. What's your question?
Well, I have been going through a lot of personal changes in my life, and I am trying to get my business, my holistic life coaching business, off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of want to know if that's the right thing for me to do, if I will be successful at it.
Okay.
So that's like my question.
Okay. First of all, they're applauding you. They're saying they love that you are excited about this, the holistic practice. And they're saying that the more that you are excited about it, the more the universe will be excited about it. Also, they want you to sit for 5-10 minutes every day and say to yourself, I am a success already. I am a success already.
Okay.
Because it's not about the number of clients you have. It's about the feeling that you have, that if you see yourself as a success already, that speaks the same language as the universe to send you more opportunities and connections to be even more successful. By waiting and saying, when will I be a success? The universe reads that as sometime in the murky future, and it will never come about. So they want you to sit saying, oh my gosh, I love my holistic practice. I love the people that I very easily draw to myself. I used to say years and years ago, when I established Angel Healing House, my healing practice, I said, show me people, bring to me people that I can help, and bring to me people that can help me, and let my eyes be open only in the present moment to see how God wants me to step forward. And I started my practice one synchronistic person at a time. Didn't matter whether I was going through a grocery store line. It didn't matter whether I was, in a parking lot. My eyes were open, and in that moment, I always had my brochures and my business cards with me, and I would, and the angels would send me people. So they're saying, please say that you're a success already. Feel it in your heart, and that's the energy that will bring in the much-needed vibrational match to the universe. Let's go to the cards. Oh, the first card, and I did shuffle the cards. The first card is the Hierophant. So they want you to know that you are the metaphysician. You are the spiritual teacher. And just by you exuding this wonderful, beautiful energy inside of you, that is going to help so many people. Just keep on saying to the angels, show me how to be of best service and create They want you to create more around this holistic practice of yours. They're saying, have you written a book?
I'm starting to. I've started many, but never really completed them because
I've lost confidence. The posse of angels want you to hold your hand out, and they want you to slap. They're going to slap your hand. They want you to say, they're just joking, but they want you to finish the book, and then the book will be a calling card for you to be interviewed on radio and on TV. You could even have your own blog talk radio show and take callers for intuitive counseling. There's so many things that you could do. Don't doubt yourself. Get out of that fear that you're going to be seen. The next card that's coming out for you is, once you do this, the Knight of Swords comes in, which is the action card, taking action. Taking creative action is so very important for you now, Trudy Ann, because you will see that the universe will then be able to bring you your good fortune. And the next card that's coming out for you, isn't that funny? The next card is the Wheel of Fortune, and you will create your own destiny once you do that. So please finish the book or the books. Keep creating, because that's the energy that speaks to the universe. I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Yes, it has been. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Take care. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in, following, referring the show. And you can always listen to the archive shows on the Transformation Talk Radio site. They're all archived there. Now, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. And to purchase copies of my inspirational books, Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling, Reiki healing sessions, or angel readings, you either locally in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distant healing. This can be done over phone or Skype. You can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. Until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings, and I'll speak with you again next week. Take care. Bye.